This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad you guys are with us today. We've got a ton of cool stuff to talk about, and we're going to be talking about it with, who's here? Don, you're here.
I'm here.
Ava?
Always here.
Always here. Yeah. Has to be. Yeah. She can turn our mics on or off at whim.
You're not hearing it if she's not here.
You are absolutely correct. We're going to talk about some tips and tricks, or maybe some crappies to help you out with that. Should you stop feeding birds because of the avian flu? And what are the limits on Red Lake? That and more when we return. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well done.
Yes.
This is the most important weekend in Minnesota outdoors.
In Minnesota, yep.
Yep.
It is.
Each state has its own. Wisconsin, it's deer opener.
Well, right.
You know, Minnesota, the fishing opener.
Yep. It's a big deal in Minnesota.
It is. Rather unique scenario in that it's going to be roughly what temperature, Don? As an rough average, probably.
Well, I think they're shooting for the low 80s, which you know, which is kind of unusual. It depends upon where you're going to be in this great state. But have you ever been up there when the opener happens up in the middle, central, north part of the state?
You and I have.
Yes, but I was if you're taking off to the cabin at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Oh no! Yeah,
good
no,
luck.
No, I. Totally, yeah, not good.
Try to get through Rogers.
Creeping and beeping, not a good thing.
Yep.
35W.
I like that. Creeping and beeping. I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
It's about every third vehicle's got a boat behind it.
Oh, of course. And then every 19th vehicle is pulled off the side of the road because the bearings are overheated and it's,
yep.
Or a blown tire.
Tire.
Yeah. That's normal. Or yep. Then they overheat as well. And of course this weekend you'll have all three.
Right.
So just make sure you check if you pull over a gas stop, check your tires and your bearings just temperature wise.
Just touch them.
Just see where they're at. And if you come back with a third degree burn, you know you have a problem.
Have you ever been with anybody that's blown their bearings?
I have not.
I have. And it happened if you know where Cook, Minnesota is.
Oh, very well.
There is nobody around there.
And well, now there is, but
well, I mean,
many years ago.
This is probably 10, 12, maybe 18 years ago. But one of our guys coming up. I mean, it's time kind of passes, you know. But it
10,
anyway,
20, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
whatever.
I forget how many years I've been going up there. And he literally melted his axles, you know, the bearings went on both sides. Yes. So he stops on the side of the road and he's able to get a hold of a dealer up the road a ways. And the dealer was amazing because we're actually on our way
to Canada.
And he comes out and helps him get that trailer in the water to take the boat off of it.
So they can.
And then he put that boat trailer on another trailer, took it back to the shop, came back with a good boat trailer of his own, And they loaded the boat up on it, hooked onto it, and about 4 hours later, he showed up at our destination in Canada.
What?
And he said, on your way back, just stop by the dealership. We'll swap them out again, and you can take care of it. I'll have your boat trailer all ready for you. That was pretty cool.
Minnesota nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't always get that kind of service?
No.
Every marine dealer? No.
Well, especially at the
I'll volumes. Check your equipment before you take off.
Just
you
make
know.
It easy.
And I'm sure there's many other states that the fishing's heavy this coming weekend.
A couple shots of grease nice to the bearing buddies, and you know, at least it'll help you a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't.
You watch. I mean, all of our guys, when we go, everybody gets out when we stop at a gas station. They walk around. They put their finger on every hub just to make sure there's nothing warming up in there.
It's not a good thing.
No.
No, it's definitely not. So lots of travel. Please be careful out there. And, of course, remember the two things that are important. Number one, safety-wise, wear the lanyard. It's the law now in Minnesota. You need to wear the safety lanyard, whether you attach it to your vest, you attach it to your leg. Just don't get stuck with a $150 ticket if you're driving your boat. You get pulled over. And, of course, pull the plug, clean, drain, dry. But just pull the plug, because if you are on the road with a plug in, you can get pulled over, and it doesn't have to be a DNR. It can be anybody, any type of law enforcement. So make sure you just do those simple, easy steps, and it'll make you much better off.
And so. You have to now dispose of your bait, too, when you come off the water.
Yeah. Yeah, big thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of a sad note. Recently, if anybody's been following at any point in your life the bass fishing and tournament fishing, Mr. Ray Scott has recently passed away. He's the co-founder of BASS and one of the foremost promoters of catch and release in bass fishing. He's the starter of it. He was 88 years old. He had transformed, basically, bass fishing from a tranquil southern pastime into a multi-billion dollar industry. And he had recently passed away at his home in Pentella, Florida. Nope, sorry, Alabama. He was basically a visionary. Don, I mean, really, it was...
What was it? Any idea what the first year of BASS was?
1967.
Yeah.
And roughly 650,000 subscribers, and he, that's for the Bassmaster magazine. And really, the big thing is the catch and release side of it. Mm-hmm. That was the start of that whole process. I mean, in the past, people would just come in with a stringer of bass, you weigh them, and then take them home.
Right.
And they really worked at getting that and so improved that methodology. And then, of course, the expansion of that type of fishing. And it turned it into about $125 billion a year environment and employs more than 800,000 people nationwide in the bass and competitive angling side of the fence. So, yeah, pretty crazy. He also pushed for a lot of different sport fish restoration acts, the Wallop Bro Act. Heck of a guy, amazing gentleman, and he will be missed. So we condolences and best wishes to his family and all those that were friends of him and what he had done for the fishing industry. So kind of a sad deal, but again, a positive impact in the industry, and he will be remembered for a long period of time. So speaking of being remembered, don't forget us. We're going to be back right after these words.